Investors love the unemployment number, even though it rose to 9.6%. Not as bad as expected. Investors are reacting. What's Charlie Herman's reaction? Takeaway economics contributor and economics reporter for WNYC. Charlie, what do you think?
It's better than expected. I mean, a lot better. Economists were expecting it to be about 110,000 jobs lost in August. And we had about half of that lost. But, you know, it is a little hard to go around saying, whoa, only 50,000 jobs were lost.
Right, exactly.
You know, but it's better than expected. I'm sure President Obama is going to be talking about this. I'm sure that this is going to be something that he'll point to and say, look, things are getting better. Look at the two previous months. The number of jobs lost were actually revised upwards, so fewer jobs were lost than had first been expected. So this is showing signs of an economy that's recovering. But, you know, it's kind of hard to say that when unemployment is still at 9.6%.
But you got apples and oranges here. The expectations are one aspect of the story. What's really going on in the economy when you look at this number?
Well, what I see here is that the private sector is still really, really weak in terms of hiring. In August, about 67,000 jobs were created. The previous month, this was around the same amount. And really what you need to see is about 150,000, 200,000 jobs each month created, just to sort of keep up with the normal churn that you see in the economy of jobs being created, people coming into the workforce. So this is really overall anemic. I mean, you're not going to see GDP coming down. You're not going to see people feeling more confident until the number of people getting hired is more.
Can I give you a couple more data points?
Sure.
Listen to this, Charlie.
I actually feel very lucky. While we did have to let go a lot of folks at where I work, because of that, I've had to pick up a lot of responsibilities to the point where I've made myself indispensable, and I feel very secure in that position. So my take on my job situation is looking pretty good right now.
Her situation, you would have to say, is relatively rare.
Yes and no. I mean, what's interesting when you look at the reports, economists have told me that things that they look at in the reports are temporary unemployment. Is that going up? It's a sign that employers have a lot of requests for work, but they're hesitant to actually hire a full-time employee.
But they do usually hire temporarily.
So they'll bring in a temp work
before they hire
that.
Permanently.
Another thing they'll do is they'll increase the number of hours that you work. Instead of hiring a full-time person, work more. This last report, we didn't see that go up, but we did see the amount of money that people are getting paid went up more than expected. So this is a sign that perhaps employers, this is the third item, employers are feeling, okay, we need to pay our employees a little bit more because we're giving them more work to do. So for that person, you know, she probably is more secure because there are fewer people. And what employers are finding is we can still do the work that we need to do with the fewer employees, but we're really, you know, we're at that very
edge.
Thin edge.
Yeah. Her voice, she sounds indispensable.
She sounds indispensable.
You know, one of the things that's in the report that's quite
my advice.
Interesting.
Make yourself indispensable.
Make yourself indispensible. Charlie, you're indispensable.
Thank you.
You know, what would we do without you? One of the issues in the jobs report is a kind of a statistical anomaly, but possibly it relates to worker confidence, maybe, if there's such a thing. 300,000 people started to look for work again. Presumably they were in the discouraged category. What's that all about?
Well, this is an interesting thing when people talk about the unemployment rate, is that to be unemployed, you have to be actively looking for a job. If you're not looking for one, even if you're unemployed, you're not considered as one. So the general expectation is that while the headline number, what a lot of sort of Main Street may hear, the average listener may hear, like, oh my goodness, unemployment went up 9.6, went up slightly, there are more unemployed people. This could actually be a good sign because it could indicate that people believe that there are jobs out there, so they have re-entered the job market. And so everyone is saying that when the economy starts to get better, when this rate, you know, when unemployment starts to go down or people are actually hiring, you'll actually see a short bump of the unemployment rate going up. But again, that's one of those hard things.
A chunk of it could be that, but a chunk of it could just be statistical noise. And a chunk of it could be people getting so desperate they have to go back to work.
But it could also, I mean, how do you explain that to people? Oh, unemployment rate's going up. That's a good thing. I mean, it doesn't.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
You know, a lot of this is so much psychological.
Let's get another data point from the 8778 My Take economic indicator line.
My name is Peter from Howell. Today I am working 5 different jobs. I used to have 1 job and a career in graphic arts. And today, one of my jobs of the 5 is to drive deliveries as a truck driver down to Cape Cod. I am on my way to Chatham right now into the jaws of Earl.
Referring to Hurricane Earl. Now, that's what's going on in the economy right now. That's not a leading indicator or a lagging indicator. That's a coincident indicator.
Well, I mean, we have seen a lot of reports of people who are having to take multiple jobs to try and make ends meet, to try and handle the situation where they are finding jobs, but they are not at the same pay that they had before. And that's a significant problem, too. I mean, what are the quality of the jobs that people are finding?
It's so hard to read the unemployment numbers. We were talking earlier with an economist about how long it takes for jobs to actually recover after a recession. And he was saying that in 2001, it took 30 months before they got actual positive job growth. So every month, as you're looking kind of obsessively at that job number, it's hard to pick apart exactly what's moving it. But what really has to move is consumer confidence in the end.
It's consumer confidence and especially business confidence. I mean, you're seeing a lot of business leaders expressing a lack of confidence in the current regulatory environment and the current economic environment. Some of them have been very critical, surprisingly so, of the president. So, and you're in this situation where businesses are hesitant to actually hire. That just feeds into this overall lack of confidence.
And that number is hidden in some sense. I mean, this guy who just talked to us at 877-8 My Take, I mean, the fact that he has five jobs now, that's not measured anywhere.
No, and, you know, you're not getting that sort of that specificity of, for every job that's out there, it's actually held by one person, perhaps.
Right, you know, but it could be an indicator that you know, he's coming back, he's bouncing back. Employers are willing to hire, but the number actually isn't measured anywhere.
No. So that's a challenging thing. I think there are so many economic indicators that are out there on a daily basis. This is the big Megillah, the one that people really pay attention to. But even this gets revised and changed and updated. And it's still a very broad measure of the economy, not necessarily specific enough to really tell you how are things in your hometown, how are things where you live.
One more quick headline before we go. This also is a story of the public sector retreating. A lot of jobs lost from the federal government.
A lot of the census jobs. There are a lot of temporary jobs. Those are slowly going away, and that's one thing that's definitely making the numbers worse.
9.6%. That's the raw number of the unemployment rate for the month of August. Charlie Herman, WNYC and Takeaway Economics Contributor, thanks so much.
Thank you.
You know how to reach us with your personal indicator, 877-8-MY-TAKE, or post a comment at thetakeaway.org.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.